This holiday weekend is kicking off with First Friday, with several artists displaying work across venues around town. 16-year-old Jacob Wiersinga will showcase his Alaska Creations candles, jewelry, and clothing at the Alaska Arts Confluence from 5 to 7 p.m.
I am so excited. I have done 3 First Fridays before Corona, and then this is going to be my 4th. And the Art Confluence is such like the goal spot because like they're the people that really put it on. And it's really been my goal and dream to be their First Friday artist. So it's really special to finally have the opportunity to do that.
The bookstore and Ampersand AK will both feature furniture by woodworker Joanne Waterman, with a reception starting at 5 p.m. The Haynes Brewing Company will show oil and watercolor paintings from longtime Haynes resident Walter Betts, and local artist Tawny Darling will display new oil paintings at the Port Chilkoot Distillery starting at 4 p.m. On Saturday, July 3rd, the 33-mile Roadhouse will host a pork roast starting at 6:30 and a fireworks show at 11 p.m. They may or may not have a mechanical bull working if they can find someone to operate it. On Sunday, Haynes 4th of July festivities will kick off with the annual parade starting at 12:30 p.m. and line up at 12 noon at Thor's Fitness. Tracy Harmond with the Haynes Chamber of Commerce helped organize the holiday events. This year's theme is Back to the Future.
The idea behind it is we want to look back to a time, you know, pre-pandemic when we could gather and celebrate and be with our friends and family. But now that this is our future, we're trying to look back at that time and figure out best how to move forward.
Harmon says they feel COVID risks should be low as it's an outdoor event and recommend a 6-foot distance during the parade, but masks will not be required. There will be prizes for the best dressed character from the Back to the Future movies, the best parade float,
the best bike, usually that's the kids category, and then the best musical or dance number, as well as the best dressed dog. That's a really cute one.
After the parade, there will be traditional 4th of July activities at the Southeast Alaska Fairgrounds, as Tlingit Park is under construction with a new Longhouse Pavilion. Starting at 1 p.m., there will be several community groups selling food as a fundraiser, including the Haynes Library, which will host a bake and book sale. There will also be foot races, a money toss, and then a prize ceremony, followed by a performance by the Chilkat dancers at 3:15 p.m. At 9 p.m., the cannon will be fired at the Port Chilkoot Parade Grounds, and then the fireworks show will be at Picture Point at 11 p.m. For a full schedule of 4th of July events, check out the Haynes Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. In Haynes, I'm Corinne Smith.